So a Shushan Purim tradition has developed over the years here at JM and the AM. David Cutler and I, David, of course, the leader of NCSY Summer, really established a tradition to inform the Jewish world for the first time. After us, it starts getting around in social media, emails, etc., about the winners of the big NCSY Summer raffle. The raffle has some amazing prizes, including a free NCSY Summer program. And as many of you know, there have been times, difficult times, for Israel and the Jewish people in the past that has altered the NCSY Summer schedule. COVID certainly did it. Some war times certainly did it. And we were wondering what would happen. What would happen now in the summer of 2024? And proudly, and I can only imagine how difficult a decision this was, and I get it, believe me, I get it. You're responsible for thousands of youngsters, I get it. But proudly, the OU and NCSY is going full steam ahead with their summer program and not discouraging anybody to go ahead and change their plans or do something else. And for that alone, they deserve all of our support. We support them anyway, but for that alone, it is worthy of supporting the summer NCSY effort. David Cutler, happy Shushan Purim, and welcome back to JM and the AM.
Good morning to you.
Look, this could not have been easy, and you and I discussed this last time you were on the air, so we don't have to harp on it. But you know that there are many Jewish leaders, for good reasons, that may have asked or recommended that this summer be a little different. But for whatever reason, and God bless them, NCSY and the OU leadership said, let's go full scale, full speed ahead with all the safety precautions, etc., obviously. And you're looking forward, please God, to a wonderful summer of 2024.
God willing. Listen, we know that Israel needs us more than ever. This is our tagline is best summer ever. And I believe this is going to be our most meaningful summer ever. We do a lot of chesed and a lot of good things on a normal summer. I think this summer is going to be the most really incredible, meaningful summer we could ever had hoped for, in a way that I wish we didn't need. But I think we're going to come home this summer having really just given back and rebuilt Israel. All of our programs are recalibrating their itineraries to be able to give back and rebuild Israel. We're considering this like one giant mission of 1,500 people coming to Israel this summer to give back in any way possible.
By the way, there's an added component. For those parents who've been told by other parents like me and others who have sent our children to NCSY summer programs in the past, for those of you who've been told that this will be a transformative experience, even more so than a typical summer, this will be, in fact, an even more transformative experience. Not only will your child be participating in chesed and obviously visiting many important places and people in Israel, but because of the environment, because of what's going on, because of what our soldiers are encountering, because of the daily pain that everyone suffers regarding our hostages and so many other things that are happening now as a byproduct of this war, it will be an even more transformative experience for the teens. And David Cutler, I know that's a tough sales pitch, frankly, and you do give every teen a transformative summer when they go to Israel or anywhere, but certainly Israel. But you have to admit, this is going to be something even more so. This is going to be something that's even more transformative because of the time, because of the circumstances under which the teens are going to be traveling in Israel. So as amazing as this is for a teen's future in general, imagine what this summer is going to do. And I would hope, by the way, that was part of this decision-making process, that as much as you make a difference in the lives of Jewish teenagers of the United States, you will do even more of that because of the situation in Israel right now.
Absolutely. And we, in the last couple of years, we actually started interacting with Israeli teenagers and bringing them on our programs as well. So imagine how much an Israeli teen could really use a summer like this one, you know, really bonding and spending the summer together with our teens. So, yep. Like I said, I really believe the summer is going to be the most meaningful one we've ever had. It's always as close to being in Eretz Yisrael, but I believe this summer Israel needs us, Israel wants us, And as I've said a couple times recently, we're just going to go in and give Israel a giant hug. And we're excited. We're excited about it. We're very excited about it.
Obviously, any information, summer.ncsy.org, summer.ncsy.org. Are there any programs where you're already telling people in March that there's no space remaining, whether it's Israel or somewhere else around the world or the United States? Is there anything that at this point is completely closed? Or basically, if one has a teenager, they have the full buffet of programs still open to them?
They have the buffet open. There are two programs, our Jolt Israel program and also our Euro Israel program, that really only have a seat or two left on it, like literally are down to its last seats. Everything else has room, but we encourage people not to wait till the last minute. We happen to have earlier deadlines this year with El Al. Thank God we do fly El Al, Baruch Hashem, our seats are set.
Right.
But we do have earlier deadlines this year, and therefore people do have to get in their applications a little earlier than normal.
All right. Every year you get an opportunity to make things fun this time of year for parents and for teenagers. You have the annual NCSY Summer Raffle. We get to announce the top three winners, the winners of the three prizes. And then, of course, it starts getting around on email, social media, through your website, etc. But we get the opportunity to congratulate the winners first every Shushan Purim. And this year, David Cutler is no exception. So please, as I announce the winner, could you remind everybody what is the third place prize in this year's NCSY Summer Raffle?
Third prize is a $500 gift card.
Here we go. A $500 gift card is being awarded to a winner, and that winner comes from Bala Kinwood, Pennsylvania. Susan Holman, congratulations. You're the winner of the $500 gift card. We move on to the second place prize. This is the second prize in the big NCSY Summer Raffle. David Cutler, please remind us, what is the prize if someone is chosen as the second prize winner?
Two round trip tickets to Israel.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, it used to be, folks, that the best prize you could win in a raffle in the Jewish community was a round trip ticket to Israel. But then smartly, NCSY Summer and others, realizing how people, you know, don't regard that as such a difficult thing to attain anymore, they've gone ahead and they've upped the ante, and now you get two round-trip tickets to Israel. And David, as you know, two round-trip tickets to Israel right now, even regular coach tickets, are very, very valuable.
Yes, they are. They are valuable and meaningful, it's really a great prize, especially considering I think most people would be happy with that being first prize.
Happy with what?
That being first prize.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yes, most raffles these days, if you have a first place prize of two round trip tickets to Israel, you've done a great service to the community. Here we go. The second place, second prize winner. Two round trip tickets for Israel in the 5784 NCSY Summer Raffle comes from Highland Park, New Jersey. Jamie Friedman, congratulations. Two round trip tickets. Tickets to Israel. Congratulations, Jamie. And of course, I think I remember the first place prize. David Cutler, tell me if I'm right, that the winner of the first prize, the grand prize in the NCSY Summer Raffle, the winner receives a free NCSY Summer Program. Would that be the case this year?
That is correct. Or they get to choose $5,000 cash instead.
All right, $5,000 cash, or an even more valuable prize, an NCSY Summer Program is yours. If you are the first place winner in the NCSY Summer Raffle for 5784, and in this case, you're the winner if your name is Ann Beth Levinson of White Plains, New York. Ann Beth Levinson of White Plains, New York. Guess what? You have a free NCSY Summer Program. And we say congratulations. David, this is a tradition for many, many years. I hope the raffle did well this year. Did people respond nicely?
Thank God they did. Listen, especially if you're signed up for a program, why not buy a raffle ticket and get a free summer program? Baruch Hashem. It was very successful. People responded nicely. And Purim is a good time to have these things, so thank God it went well.
100%. All right, someone's Purim weekend has ended really well. Actually, three people with these three prizes that we've given out this morning. Congratulations to the winners. Any information, anybody out there, parent, grandparent, student, any teen who wants info about the NCSY summer programs, go to summer.ncsy.org, summer.ncsy.org, and you want to speak with David Cutler or any of his great staff members or volunteers who are doing quite a job preparing for the summer of 2024. And David, we should know we concentrate a lot on Israel for obvious reasons, but your programs are really all around the world, including some great ones here in the United States. We should mention that, right?
We do. We have programs in Baltimore. We have programs on the West Coast. We have programs in upstate New York. We have programs for boys, programs for girls, programs for co-ed, sports programs, TUO programs, chesed programs. We really have something for everyone. But we certainly have it for some reason. If you're a little younger or don't want to go to Israel this summer, we certainly have something for you here in the United States as well.
There you go, summer.ncsy.org. Thanks, David. Continued success with your incredible program.
Nachum, thank you so much. Thank you for your partnership and everything that you do. Wishing you a pleasant Shushan Purim, and really, thank you so much for everything.
Yes, a happy Shushan Purim to you, as we wish everybody on the day after Purim, happy recovering from Purim, as everyone seems to be doing today, an annual tradition. Unless you're in Jerusalem, where you're in the midst of an amazing Purim celebration, and your Purim Suda, your Purim feast, is going to begin very, very soon. More coming up at Shushan Purim at JM in the AM.